Time now is about 8 minutes to 1 o'clock. A very good afternoon to you. Now we move over to another exciting conversation. We are, of course, joined by the Sascoc Acting CEO in Ravi Govender. Ravi, a very good afternoon to you. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing on this beautiful Thursday?
No, I'm doing well, thank you. And thank you for having me. Good afternoon to you and your listenership. And talking about monsters, The biggest monster we have right now is COVID.
Oh, my goodness. Actually, while we're on that note, how have you been coping? Like, I don't know. I've been going to the gym at home like a mad person. What have you been getting up to?
Well, look, obviously the offices kept us occupied as we prepare under very difficult circumstances with the delivery of Team SA to the Tokyo Games. We've had very little time to go to the gym. Yesterday was probably the most exciting day in the calendar leading up to Tokyo as we launched the 100-day countdown. And, you know, we've been so depressed with everything around COVID, and I think we worked hard enough and we need to embrace the new normal and celebrate this wonderful event that is ahead of us.
100%. And I think let's go also to the event that we had at the Sascoc House yesterday. I mean, of course, now launching that 100-day countdown. Perhaps before we get to the announcement, perhaps shed a little bit of light, you know, for those that couldn't be there, as to then how was that event? Because we do know that we also had incredible performances that we saw from the house yesterday.
Yes, the event was an extreme success. It was a milestone moment in terms of our delivery of Team SA. I want to say to you and your listenership, Sascoc is now in full operational mode.
Yes.
We are ready, we are steady, games on, we are going to Tokyo. And the purpose of yesterday's engagement with our friends from the media is to update them on some of the specifics in terms of the game delivery. Mm-hmm. We shared the COVID protocols as prescribed by Japan and the local organizing committee and how we're going to manage the safety of our athletes. We shared with the media the logistics in terms of our travel arrangements. Mm-hmm. We shared with the media the sponsors that have come on board, wonderful and exciting moment, helping us to reduce our budget, making it possible for us to fully fund and resource the game's delivery.
Ravi, tell me, we were speaking to Chad Leclos in just a bit, and I was asking him if he's planning to take his dad along to the Olympics, and he was like, unfortunately, because of this monster that we're living through, that's not possible. So perhaps shed a little bit of light as to then what are those travel arrangements going to the Olympics?
Yeah, absolutely. It's rather unfortunate that the Japanese LOC has cancelled all spectator attendance, foreign spectator attendance. In other words, only the local people in Japan will be able to attend. They've put a strong suggestion that we revisit our guest list and accompanying people list. We are encouraged to only bring along those people that are essential to the game delivery, essential to the athlete performance, the coach, the medical office, and those kind of things. So people like your managers and, you know, friends and family, it's a no-no, unfortunately.
Sure. Hectic. But anyway, moving over now, Ravi, to good news. We have secured a few sponsorships. Perhaps tell us some of the sponsorships that we do have now.
Absolutely, and you know, and COVID in some sort of weird way gives us an opportunity to reinvent ourselves, you know, out of our comfort zone. And we've often ignored our local brands and our local corporate entities. And you know, during COVID, we stopped looking outside and we looked internal, and we have a wonderful homegrown brand, Mr. Price Sport, synonymous with sport through the rugby, through the Comrades Marathon. And they have come on board and given us a full sponsorship of kit, not only to Tokyo, but beyond right into Paris and a few games in between. And then, you know, it's a wonderful homegrown story. you know, almost an urban legend. I saw a post of a video clip by Felskun, and they said in that video clip, "We wish we could be part of the athletes." I pick up the phone, the CEO, and the rest is history. We've got Felskun with a full official casual wear footwear sponsor with their pluckies, their sandals, and their shoes. Mm. That has been amazing. Two local home brand identities teaming with South Africa, Team South Africa, making us proudly South African. Of course, there's a few more that we will announce over the next 2 weeks or so. Mm-hmm. We've got some more exciting sponsorships. So, yeah, you know, it's things are really becoming celebratory, and my sincere thanks to these sponsors.
And then, Ravi, I saw another sponsorship that I was absolutely excited about, and that being Planet Fitness, right? We do know that the branch that's in Westville, I think the Durban athletes, the swimmers, they will be happy about that because I think there's, if I'm not mistaken, that pool there is Olympic size. So it's really great to also now contribute to the health and the wellness, of course, of the athletes. And I think there's a part where if they already have a certain gym, then they'll get some sort of discount?
Well, look, and thank you for raising this, and how could I forget our friends and our newfound family members from Planet Fitness and FitSA. What that means in a nutshell is that there's no sporting person anywhere in the country that will not have access to a gym,
sure,
be it under the Planet Fitness brand, mm-hmm, or be it under FitSA gym membership. The sponsorship has been phenomenal. They've given all our high-performance athletes access to their gyms, those that are getting ready for Tokyo. They've extended that sponsorship beyond. They've even asked, CESCO board and the presidents of the national federations to come and enjoy the facilities as being part of the mentoring and motivating the athletes.
Mm.
So every high-performance athlete that is part of Team SA will have access to this gym. And the benefit for CESCO is that, you know, we don't have to fund these expenses that our athletes normally need to fund out of their own pocket and we don't have to fund it through our, you know, through SASCOC and our programs that we have here. That is truly a phenomenal thing, and it's not just for now. It'll go on as well for the next 4 years. And we're rolling it out now. We're mm-hmm, putting all the membership agreements in place. Our board president's already started visiting the gym. And our first vice president and some of us have already started enjoying the facilities, the wonderful facilities at Planet Fitness and FitSA.
I was actually about to ask you that, Ravi, if you're planning to also now utilize that membership and, you know, I don't know, would you have any fitness goals or you'll just stick to cardio, you know, do what you can just to make sure that the heart is happy?
well, look, here's the thing. Of course, I'm going to be part of that process. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm tired of being built for comfort. I want to now be built for speed.
Nice.
So I need to realign myself. Uh-huh. The CEO of Planet Fitness and the CEO of SA promised me that they're going to get me in good physical shape. But I think what's important here is also they've extended the sponsorship, and we're rolling out the logistics.
Mm-hmm.
They've extended the sponsorship to the entire sports movement, where they will offer a discounted membership. Okay,
sure.
So it's not only the high performance athletes and the officials that are part of Team SA like myself, but the entire sports movement will be offered reduced and discounted membership of these gyms.
Ravi, I think I'll send in my CV later on so that I can also be part of them.
I think it's encouraging, and you're welcome to. I think what's important is that if we're going to fight COVID as a nation,
yeah,
you know, sports and you know, I know there are many priorities in our country, housing, healthcare, and all of those things, but sports actually has the answer for that.
Mm.
Sports is the answer to us to for us to fight COVID by remaining fit and remaining active, reducing our dependencies on medical aid. Sports has the effect of putting our younger ones into sporting facilities, keeping them off the streets, keeping them away from peer pressure. Sports clears the mind, the stress levels we feel in the boardroom. So sports is the answer to many, many things, including a better quality of life for all of our people.
100%, Ravi. Let's move over now to Kgotso Mokoena. I mean, it's really great to see him being the chairperson of the commission. It's really, I mean, I was a bit humped. I won't lie. I was hacked a little bit to say, okay, why is he retiring? Can't he do both? I was like, oh, no. but talk to us, you know, basically the role that he puts on now.
Well, yeah, you know, yesterday Kgotso and I had a lighter moment when I said to him, you're no more in the field, you're now in the boardroom, you know. So you need to first change your dress code, number one. and number two, stop jumping around the place and sit in one seat, you know.
That's a good one, yeah.
It's wonderful to see our athletes giving back to sport. You know, he's made himself available for elections. We've got a wonderful a bunch of individuals that have been elected onto the Athletes Commission, and Kgotso was identified by them to be chairperson. We welcome them all, including Kgotso. Kgotso now occupies automatically a seat on the SASCO board. He will bring the games. You know, we must have athletes' input. We must have what do people feel, what have they been through on the playing field. And we need to bring that into our administration. What is important here is that there's life after sport, and our athletes need to be empowered to be good administrators, to take up their rightful positions after their life in sport, in the boardrooms of sports structures,
yeah.
And so they not only give back, but they also have a potential to take care of themselves working within these structures.
100%. Ravi, lastly, before I let you go, I think earlier on this week, we spoke to the Swimming SA president, and he said, you know what, Chloe, it's hard for me to say how many medals we're going to get, but I can guarantee you that at least, right, we'll have two. But don't rule out any other surprises, because it is possible. And I'm going to put you on the spot here, Ravi. Team South Africa.
the president of SA Swimming is a wise man, not true. and also, he's my board member, and I'm going to take the cue from him and be non-committal. But I want to just say, talking about swimming, and congratulations to the Swimming National Federation. They had a wonderful national event down the coast over the last week. We've seen some great performance. I mean, Tatiana, unbelievable. The records just went, you know, falling down, you know, in the period time. So I think our swimmers have always been very competitive on the global stage. So I think that we are going to have some real surprise. President of SA Swimming is absolutely on the mark. We've got Athletics South Africa coming up this weekend with their qualifiers, and we're looking for some good performance there as well. And generally speaking, the codes are really geared up, you know, to put our podium winners forward. So as far as medal count is concerned, let's wait for Tokyo. You will see.
Wait for Tokyo and we'll see you. Ravi Gamada, thank you so much for your time. We definitely do appreciate it, and we'll link up with you again real soon.
Thank you very much for having me, and stay safe.
Thank you. You too, sir.
Bye-bye.
All right. Of course, that is Ravi Govender, who, of course, he is the acting CEO of SASCOC, saying that Team South Africa, we're going all the way to Tokyo. We'll see what we can do in terms of medal count. We're not going to put you guys, you know, on the spot. But don't be surprised. There could be something really special. I'm really excited. I think 2021 is definitely that year where we're going to see a lot of magic. I mean, when you already look at the fact that Tatiana Schoonmaker breaking records, and looking actually at that entire swimming federation, seeing South African records being broken, African records being broken. So really exciting to see what Team SA will do come Tokyo Olympics.
Vision View Sports Radio unites all sport lovers from all around the world.